Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. The Audioboom mobile app makes it easy to record and edit and file audio clips from anywhere, wherever you might be, so they can instantly be heard by your fans and your followers on social media. If you're in it for listening, then the app offers a daily download feature, which automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone every morning. So as you head off for work, you can listen to your favorite shows. Plenty of industry developments to get to this week, but first, a quick reminder of Rain Summit Europe, the next in our series of thought leadership conferences. It's on November 9th in London. Rhys Hughes, who heads up BBC Radio 1 and Radio 1 Extra, is the keynote speaker. There'll be new research about online audio, cutting-edge thought about podcasting, expert discussions about the business opportunities in streaming radio, and much, much more, including the industry's best cocktail reception at the end. There's lots of networking that occurs at this friendly and professional event. For information and to register for Rain Summit Europe, go to rainnews.com and click Summits. Connected cars might be getting more important in the minds of prospective car buyers. That information from AT&T Drive Studio and Ericsson, which collaborated on a survey of people who are likely to buy a car in the next 3 years. The results showed that among the U.S. respondents, 62% were aware of the term connected car, and they saw the Wi-Fi hotspot capability as the top feature they'd be willing to purchase for their vehicle. The survey's global results, which include people from Germany, Brazil, Mexico, and China, in addition to the U.S., found that 75% of respondents considered connected car services an important feature in their next purchase. Important enough that 78% of buyers said they would delay buying a car by a year to acquire a car with those services from their preferred manufacturer. It should be noted, Ericsson and AT&T collaborate on the AT&T Drive platform, which is a cloud-based connected car service that they sell to automakers. The legal battles over royalties for songs recorded prior to 1972 have been an ongoing headache for labels and streaming services alike. Several rights holders have gone to court, seeking damages and a new stance on royalties paid for pre-1972 songs, on the claim that even though there was no federal copyright law that protects those recordings in the U.S., the recordings should be protected by state laws. Pandora has been the subject of a couple of legal forays in this regard, including one lawsuit filed by recording companies in New York State Supreme Court. Now, this week, the New York Post has reported that Pandora may be on the brink of a $90 million settlement to end that case. Unnamed sources in this rumor told the paper that $60 million would be for use of the recordings through 2015, the remainder of this year, while the remaining $30 million would cover their use through 2016. Pandora politely gave us a no comment when we asked for verification, but there is a precedent. Satellite broadcaster SiriusXM settled its lawsuit in similar fashion, writing a check to major labels for $210 million. Paris-based global music service Deezer is going public and soon, later this month. The company announced that it is planning to raise 300 million euros, that's about $343 million in American money, from its IPO, initial public offering. The company is slated to list on the Paris Stock Exchange later in October, with trading expected to start on October 30th. There's a price target per share between 36 and 50 euros. Speaking of music service finances, Spotify's UK subsidiary published financial results for 2014. The filing revealed a 21% increase to revenue, totaling 159 million British pounds. Advertising revenue jumped to 11 million in 2014 from about 10 million British pounds in 2013. Subscription revenue also increased, reaching 119 million pounds over 92 million the year before. It's interesting to observe the difference in earnings growth between Spotify UK's subscription revenue and its advertising income. Both grew in 2014. Ad revenue jumped nearly 9%, and the subscription revenue spiked nearly 30%. The subscription money is 10 times higher than the advertising money, but ad-supported listening is not an afterthought in company thinking, either in the UK or in any of its other global territories. Spotify developed a geo-targeted ad product with Triton Digital in the US last December, and recently commissioned a large-scale study to measure how Spotify audiences in 15 European countries complement radio listening to the potential benefit of advertisers. Spotify is serious about its advertising business. New York Public Radio has announced plans for a new division that will focus on creating podcasts. It's called WNYC Studios. It was slated to launch this week, and it will actually be working on radio shows and podcasts. The New Yorker Radio Hour is one of them, a spinoff of the New Yorker magazine, and also a new version of the hit show and podcast Radio Lab. It plans to raise $15 million to support the new programming. The idea is for WNYC, which is a flagship public radio station in the U.S., to become a much bigger content creation company. Research company Parks Associates conducted a market survey into the connections between broadband internet and streaming music. The results show that of the 97 million or so U.S. households with broadband access, 66% use a streaming audio service. The report's author said he expected that percentage to increase as wireless streaming technology gets easier and more prevalent. Of the households that do stream music, 26% said they use music subscriptions. That number includes Amazon Prime, which offers many other features besides music. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. You can find all of his music on SoundCloud. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.